Although Dewey's ideas were immediately influential in the teaching profession, in 1975, David Kolb and Roger Fry turned Dewey's ideas about what was being called experiential learning into something more structured and far more accessible to a wider audience. They suggested you could look at reflection and the bigger learning process of which it was a major part as a circular process, or as they called it, a learning cycle. They also suggested that although we all learn in this cyclical way, consciously or unconsciously, we all develop preferences for particular parts of the cycle. The more we use our preferred part of the cycle, the stronger it becomes, rather like a mental muscle, and so the greater is the tendency for us to use that preference again and again to the relative exclusion of other parts of the cycle. It's Kolb's theory in different shapes that forms the rest of this online resource. It is now worth a closer look at how it works in practice. The theory also has a few critics and others who have suggested refinements to it, and it's important that you know about some of these other ideas too. Other writers, particularly Donald Schoen, have demonstrated how a skillful use of the ideas behind the theory can lead directly to greater professional competence. It's that at which we're aiming here. David Kolb's theory, it's usually referred to with his name against it since he's done more to elaborate it than anyone else, is quite simple. He says that we have an experience of some kind, that we then reflect on it, or think back to it, formulate some theory or idea about what went on there, and then, having done that, test our theories, ideas out in some way, which leads us on to yet another, perhaps different experience. Kolb put it more formally this way. We have an experience, which is planned or unplanned, engage in reflective observation, as he called it, then move on to abstract conceptualization, and complete the cycle with active experimentation. What about those preferences we mentioned earlier? Well, Kolb says that some of us are much better following an experience of some kind at engaging in reflection, or reflective observation as he puts it, about that particular experience. People with that kind of preference become very skilled at describing and analysing their experience. However, because their preference is for doing just that, they pay less attention to, and become less skilled at, thinking through the importance of that experience. Then, because they don't get that far in the process, they also become less skilled in working out what they ought to do as a result of their experiences. So they live, but don't learn. In fact, Kolb suggests we can have preferences for any part of the cycle, generally, but not always, to the exclusion of the other parts, making us little bit, or very, uneven in our learning patterns. And while what follows is very general, you may begin to see your own preferences in there somewhere. So, for example, some people develop a preference, or mental muscle, for seeking patterns in experiences, or theorising about why something happened the way it did. Abstract conceptualisation, as it's called in Kolb's theory. Because people with this preference habitually process their experiences in this way, they get much better at that bit than at anything else in the cycle. They can tell you what went on and how significant it was for them, but they're often not so good at working out how what they know about can be put into practice. This is the kind of preference that was really strengthened by traditional academic approaches to learning. A third kind of preference in this cycle is for constantly trying things out, doing things, or just getting stuck in without paying much attention either to reflection or to any patterns or theories about what might be going on in the situation. Anyone who has ever tried to assemble something complicated and with which they may be unfamiliar without consulting the accompanying manual probably has a preference for this part of the cycle, which is called active experimentation. Finally, some people prefer to be very flexible. They operate in chill-out mode and just experience things as they happen without working out what they all mean or what can be learned from them. Now, although we all have particular preferences within the learning cycle, and the thing about preferences is that they are neither good nor bad, but very strong preference for any part of the cycle indicates that the learning process for that individual is biased and uneven. As Kolb indicates, for balanced and effective or optimised learning to take place, then each part of the cycle has to have equal prominence. Too much of one preference and the learning gets a bit distorted, and we fail to get the full benefit from our experience.